Hello and welcome back to That Eurovision Site. We're starting today our Song for Kitten interviews with. I'm joined by.
August.
August, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, just to get started, can you just give us like a fun fact that people might not know about you.
Definitely a fun fact about me is that I am a triplet. People find that very interesting and special. So yeah, that's my go-to answer for this question. I am a triplet.
And I'm going to start where it all started with you, because I believe you were born and raised in Húsavík.
Yes, correct.
But what was the reaction there to Will Ferrell coming along and filming a Eurovision movie?
Oof, that was huge, huge. Like the every person in my town who say they were participating in one way or another. Like we were renting out our houses or we were like doing some extras, acting and stuff like that. So that was a really, really big thing and project for the people of Husek. But everyone loved it.
Yeah, and something else that made me curious about you is before you were getting into music, you also played football in Iceland.
Yes, correct.
And how was the jump from football to music?
For me, it was quite easy one. I like the music, was always something I did when I was not playing football. I always had it in like plan B, but I think just after one season, where I was after one season finished, and it was just past, like because of the COVID, we like started training, then we have to like quit and then start again and yada yada. So I was like, after that season, I was like, okay, I'm done with football and I'm gonna give the music, gonna music, give the music a go right now. So I'm really happy, happy by that decision to give the music the time, and
And
yeah, I do not
why,
regret it.
why is it that people who have played football keep entering Song for Kepnen? Because I think you're like the third in last 10 years.
Yeah, I think that's not that like special. If you look at it that way, that everyone plays football in Iceland. Like football is very, very popular sport, and I think you are referring to Gummi Tóta and Bragi, right?
Yeah.
We had Bragi was competing 2 years ago, but like I think I'm not like ready for that conversation because they are pro, like they are both a pro, like a professional football player, and I was playing in the lower division in Iceland, so they are definitely because they were both playing international. But I was like back here in
Yes.
London. But yeah, football is a very popular sport here in Iceland, and
So, what was it that drove you to start making music originally?
I was always playing with my guitar and singing back home in Húsavík when I was growing up, and that kind of started there. I was like competing in some competitions, singing competitions, and performing on the festivals like the back home in Húsavík and stuff like that, like school performances, and I think it started there. I was just always singing and playing my guitar, and then when I decided to go full time in music, I started writing my own songs, and I created like a tribute band with my best friends that also live in the north of Iceland. So that kind of started there. But the last year has been crazy because I have been singing with the biggest cover band in Iceland. It's called Stuðlabandið, And that band plays, we were playing all around Iceland in the biggest festivals and on the biggest stages here in Iceland. So that opportunity 1 year ago was like everything started there for me, I would say.
So
So
is it that you quit your job to be able to do it full time?
yeah, because I still live back home in the North area, and like 95% of the music industry happens here in the capital where I'm at right now. So because if I wanted to still live with where all my family and friends lives, because it's like I am like around 6 hours to drive each way to the capital. So because of the traveling and the stuff I have to do like back home, because I was working back home, but that wasn't working if I was always going to need a hey, I need a off duty work both Thursday and Friday every week. So I just decided, okay, fake it till you make it, so let's go.
And you said before you've been in a couple of bands. I think you toured with one of them last year. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, about Stulabandi.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a band here from the capital area in Iceland, and we are playing the most popular Icelandic songs ever made, and also just playing international hits like ABBA, for example, ABBA. And yeah, it is a very, very special and fun job to play on the biggest stages, and this is a definitely most popular band here in Iceland. So I'm just doing that. I'm playing tonight and I'm playing tomorrow, and I was playing last weekend. So it's fun and interesting. Also very hard to juggle these balls when I'm also competing in Söngvakeppnin and trying to promote that song and me as an international artist. But it's nice to keep me in shape and sync every weekend with them. So it's a lot of fun
I
playing.
guess playing that often will be like good for preparations for Songbook Kempman.
Like I find it really nice. I think I will be more nervous if I wasn't playing, because it is keeping me in balance and in rhythm, just also for my voice. I like if I stop singing, because I'm singing like 3 hours per night, and if I stop doing that, I think I will be very nervous, because like yeah, I'm in good shape vocal wise.
That's good. So on to the main topic now. You're competing with the song Angel Through Or in English Like You. What was the process behind creating that song?
I saw an article that RÚV, the national television here in Iceland, they published an article about like now we are open for like if you want to send us a song for Söngvakeppnin. And I sent that article to my co-writer that is the writer for the song. And I was like, okay, we have to go to the studio like ASAP. And yeah, we went to the studio and we just wanted to create a Eurovision song. And that was kind of the start of it. I just saw this article and we went to the studio and we did a demo. And then we just kind of worked it up as we go until we were satisfied about it. And we sent it in. And in November, I remember we got a call for Roof that we were in. So yeah, that was the the preparation for entering the Söngvakeppnin.
And what's the song itself about?
Like You is definitely a love song about someone who is so extremely happy and excited, just being with your other half. I'm so lucky to I get to love someone like you. So yeah, that's the main. You're still just so happy and excited for your life, and it's a powerful, happy song, I would say.
And there's an Icelandic and an English version. Should you be lucky enough to make the final, will it be switched to the English one?
Yes, definitely. This song was right, like we wrote it in English and then we translated it afterwards in Icelandic. So I will definitely be changing it to English if I could.
Like looking forward now, will like be writing in English be something you're trying to do like more and more of?
I'm not sure. I think that's the a conversation I have to take like with my co-writers and stuff, because if I go to Basel, that's definitely something I have to take in account to make more international songs in English lyrics. But my long-term goal as an artist, I see myself as an Icelandic artist. And definitely I will, for example, I'm releasing a song straight after Söngvakeppnin, and that's in Icelandic with another Icelandic artist. So yeah, if I win and go to Basel, that's definitely something I have to keep in mind. But for now I'm targeting the Icelandic market for now.
It's not long now until you perform in Söngvakeppnin. How are your preparations going for it?
They're going well. We were in rehearsals yesterday and the day before. Now we're just relaxing a bit and just going to like interview like this. And yeah, I'm just relaxed. We're going into the stadium next week, and then the next practice will be in the on the big stage where we will be performing. So yeah, it's like Friday, it's eight, yeah, one week until the performance. Like everything is ready to go, and we are just finalizing some minor things. But yeah, I'm not nervous yet. I'm still really relaxed and composed. So yeah, everything is going really well, I would say.
Without giving too much away, can we get like a small hint as to what we might expect next week?
Yeah, I can say that for like what I've heard, my performance and our performance has never been like it's never been done in Söngvakeppnin before, and I'm referring to because we're going off stage into the crowd, maybe we're not, maybe those kind of things. I didn't want to stand on the stage and perform for 3 minutes. I really wanted to make it into some journey throughout the stadium, and they helped me do that. So yeah, you can expect a really unique act, I would say.
And you said you see yourself as an Icelandic musician. Are there any other Icelandic musicians that you particularly look up to?
Yeah, I really look up to like most obvious answer for every Icelandic music artist is Bubbi Mortens. It's a legend in the game. But also I really love another artist. The name is Jón Jónsson. It's an Icelandic artist, and I really love his music. So yeah, those two are kind of my go-to answers. I really look up to them as an persons and as an Icelandic artist. So yeah, those two, Bubbi and Jón Jónsson.
And just finally, is there a message that you'd like to get out there for an audience outside of Iceland?
Yeah, of course. Just to have fun with it. I like I re It was funny that you're asking, because I was talking to my co-writer about, because as I was saying to you, maybe we're going into the crowd. I really want to make everyone ready for it, so they can stand up to their seat and clap their hands and be in a party with us. So yeah, it's gonna be a party, I would say.
Thank you very much, and best of luck in Songkwa Kempinen.
Thank you. Have a
Thank you.
great
Thank
day.
you.